Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 1 Timothy chapter 1, the verses 12 to 17. 1 Timothy 1, 12 to 17. It is Paul's gratitude for God's mercy. I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength to do his work. He considered me trustworthy and appointed me to serve him, even though I used to blaspheme the name of Christ. In my insolence, I persecuted his people. But God had mercy on me because I did it in ignorance and unbelief. Oh, how generous and gracious our Lord was. He filled me with the faith and love that come from Christ Jesus. This is a trustworthy saying, and everyone should accept it. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and I am the worst of them all. But God had mercy on me so that Christ Jesus could use me as a prime example of his great patience with even the worst sinners. Then others will realize that they too can believe in him and receive eternal life. All honor and glory to God forever and ever. He is the eternal King, the unseen one who never dies. He alone is God. Amen. My theme for reflection is grace at full volume. Grace at full volume. Have you ever had a moment so embarrassing you had to laugh to keep from cringing? Like when you confidently wave at someone who turns out to be a total stranger, or worse, trip over nothing in public and try to recover like it was part of a dance. Most of us know that feeling of being caught out, of falling short in a way that can't be denied. But what if that moment wasn't met with shame, but with grace? What if instead of being dismissed, you were embraced? That is the startling beauty of Paul's testimony in 1 Timothy 1, 12 to 17. Here, Paul, one Saul, the persecutor, confesses not merely a personal failing, but a life that stood in direct opposition to the church. I was a blasphemer, persecutor, and insolent opponent, he admits. It is not a polished biography, it is a raw confession. Yet what follows is not condemnation, but a celebration of the grace of Christ that overflowed to him. Paul's story is not about switching religions, but about having his entire understanding of God overturned by encountering Jesus Christ. The shift is not from non-believer to believer, but from a violent, self-righteous defender of tradition to a servant strengthened by mercy and love. His story becomes a living witness to what Fleming Routledge describes when she writes, and I quote, "The radical claim of Christianity is not that we can rise to God, but that God stoops to rescue us, even at our worst." Paul doesn't center the narrative on himself. He centers it on the mercy of Christ. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, he says, of whom I am the foremost. It is an outrageous claim, but it captures the essence of the gospel, that salvation is not a prize for the best behaved, but a lifeline for the desperate. Grace in this light is not a trickle, but a flood. It doesn't merely clean up a few bad habits, it transforms a whole life. His transformation leads Paul to gratitude. The word he uses for thankfulness is rooted in charis, the same word for grace. He is not just thankful in a general sense. His thanksgiving is a response to being overwhelmed by unmerited favor. It is a bit like someone receiving a pardon moments before a sentence is carried out, not just spared, but loved, repurposed, and honored. So what does this mean for us today? in a world where performance, status, and credentials often define our worth. It means there is no one beyond the reach of grace. It means we should never dismiss the power of personal encounter with Christ, even when our theology is still catching up. And it means the church must be a place where the story of grace is always louder than the story of shame. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, are there parts of your past that you still believe disqualify you from being fully used by God? Number two, how can your own experience of mercy become a testimony that points others to Christ? And now our practical exercise. Take 5 minutes today to write a short paragraph of thanks to God for one specific area of your life where you have experienced His grace. Then share that with someone, either in conversation or by message, as a way of proclaiming God's goodness. Gracious God, you see us in our brokenness and you call us beloved. You meet our violence with mercy, our shame with forgiveness, and our resistance with patient, persistent love. Like Paul, we stand not because we are worthy, but because Christ has made us whole. Help us to live lives of gratitude, speaking of your grace, not as theory, but as the truth that has changed us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.